time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 6th, goes to a 63-year-old man in Albuquerque, New Mexico, named Joe Macias. Now, this story made me think of a discussion I've been having with people over the past couple of weeks, more like a debate, and it's in regards to these stimulus checks, okay, that the government is giving to folks. See, a lot of us are forgetting that a presidential election is in November, and one of the issues that I had over the past couple of weeks is that the presidential candidates on the Democratic side, in particular Joe Biden, all but disappeared, okay? I remember when Joe Biden held a press conference to reveal his coronavirus plan back in mid-March. And I remember everyone posting on social how presidential Joe Biden looked during that moment. And since then, Joe Biden has disappeared, okay? Donald Trump was and still is on TV every day looking like he's in charge. I'm not going to say presidential. That's the reach. He just looks like he's in charge. Meanwhile, Joe Biden was offering no counter-programming to that. And it went on for like 8 days before Joe Biden decided to pop up on CNN. I think he was on Jake Tapper's show. But by then, it was kind of too late. You know, Joe was so late to the party that New York Governor Anthony Cuomo, he became a star on the national stage because of his daily briefings. Because even though he was talking to New York specifically, he was still addressing the nation because coronavirus is something that is indeed impacting all of America and the world. OK, so between his daily briefings and being on CNN every night with his brother Chris, people started saying, well, hell, maybe Anthony Cuomo should run for president. To me, that's just another example of Joe Biden and his campaign dropping the ball. Because, see, contrary to popular belief, Donald Trump is not going to just lose in November. You have to go out and beat him. And clearly he's not going to beat himself simply because what hurts other people simply doesn't hurt Donald Trump. He is the Teflon Don for real. Okay, he called the coronavirus a hoax. He said it was nothing to worry about. He fired the pandemic team a few years ago. And after calling it a hoax, saying it wasn't a problem, he did a complete 180 and told the American people he never said that. And after he got that lie out of the way, he just pivoted and started to admit that coronavirus was a problem. Then he started to discuss that problem. And more importantly, he started discussing a solution. Honestly, not a solution that actually can stop the virus, but the virus has presented another problem. And that problem is people going broke, people not having money for their lights and bills and rent and mortgages. And sadly, that is what most Americans fear more than corona. That's just the society we live in. Okay? It's a capitalist society. People care about their immediate needs, and money can help some of those needs. People care about that cash, that bag. So $2+ trillion Donald Trump gave out, and a lot of that money will go into the pockets of the American people. Some Americans up to $1,200 each. Now, all that is important because at a time like this, people aren't going to really remember what you said. They're going to remember what you did and how you made them feel. So while the front-running Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden was nowhere to be found, not even providing hope to the American people, Donald Trump has been up there every day BSing the American people and giving out money. But it's the illusion of leadership that will help him at the polls in November. You wonder why his approval rating shot up for a little while and why some people approved of the way he was handling coronavirus. That is the reason. Now, the debate I have with folks is those people who say it's just $1,200. You can tell the type of privileged, rich-ass people I be around because $1,200 is a lot of money, okay? I would never get to the point in my life where I say it's just $1,200. $1,200 at one time will help a lot of folks. $1,200 will get you killed in some places. Your whole block can get knocked off for $1,200. So this story I'm about to play you proves my point how much $1,200 means to some people. See, Joe Macias is in jail right now, ladies and gentlemen. Would you like to hear why? Let's go to KRQE CBS 13 for the report, please.
Police say an Albuquerque man tried to kill his wife because he was upset over the coronavirus stimulus checks. APD arrested 63-year-old Joe Macias yesterday at his home near San Pedro in San Antonio. Police say Macias was upset. He apparently doesn't qualify for the stimulus check, so he asked his wife for her car key so he could buy beer. When she told him no, that's when police say Macias left and came back with a gas can, pushed his wife to the ground, then doused her and their mobile home in gas. Macias then allegedly tried to light a cigarette but was unsuccessful. He's facing several charges now, including attempted murder.
About to set his whole wife on fire. because he didn't get that $1,200 stimulus check. All you bougie-ass people who don't think $1,200 is a lot of money, who don't think $1,200 can buy somebody's vote, you're out of your rabbit-ass mind, okay? People in America are hurting, and some are one paycheck away from poverty. $1,200 at once is a couple paychecks for people, in some cases, a few. So don't ever fix your privileged-ass lips to say it's just $1,200. This is America, and money talks, and BS walks, and the BS walks up to a podium every day to talk to the American people and give them something that sadly the Democratic presidential candidates aren't, and that's hope. And that hope is coming in the form of cold, hard cash. $1,200 to be exact. Please give Joe Macias the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yeah, man. You can't even give me a free cup of hope, Joe. Come on, I need a free cup of hope at least. All that hope that President Barack Obama bestowed upon the American people, you ain't even got none of that left over. Just give me a little cup, please. Just a little something.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.